Jessica felt the dry pulling of skin on her cheeks and forehead relaxing in the presence of moisture. The water pool was deep. She could sense its deepness and resisted a temptation to dip her hands into it. A splashing sounded on her left. She looked down the shadowy line of Fremen, saw Stilgar with Paul standing beside him, and the watermasters emptying their load into the pool through a flow meter. The meter was a round grey eye above the pool's rim. She saw its glowing pointer move as the water flowed through it, saw the pointer stop at 33 liters, 7 3/32 seconds drachms. Superb accuracy in their water measurement, Jessica thought, and she noted that the walls of the meter trough held no trace of moisture after the water's passage. The water flowed off those walls without binding tension. She saw a profound clue to the Fremen technology in the simple fact. They were perfectionists. Jessica worked her way down the barrier to Stilgar's side. Way was made for her with casual courtesy. She noted the withdrawn look in Paul's eyes, but the mystery of this great pool of water dominated her thoughts. Stilgar looked at her. There were those among us in need of water, he said. Yet they would come here and not touch this water. Do you know that? I believe it, she said. He looked at the pool. We have more than 38 million deciliters here, he said. Walled off from the little makers, hidden and preserved. A treasure trove, she said. Stilgar lifted the globe to look into her eyes. It is greater than treasure. We have thousands of such caches. Only a few of us know of them all. He cocked his head to one side. The globe cast a yellow shaddy glow across face and beard. Hear that? The dripping of water precipitated from the wind trap filled the room with its presence. Jessica saw that the entire troop was caught up in a rapture of listening. It has been calculated with precision, Stilgar whispered. We know to within a million deciliters how much we need. When we have it, we shall change the face of Arrakis. A hushed whisper of response lifted from the troop. Bilal Kaifa. We will trap the dunes beneath grass plantings, Stilgar said, his voice growing stronger. We will tie the water into the soil with trees and undergrowth. Bilal Kaifa, intoned the troop. Each year the polar ice retreats, Stilgar said. Bilal Kaifa, they chanted. We will make a homeworld of Arrakis, with melting lenses at the poles, with lakes in the temperate zones, and only the deep desert for the maker and his spice. Bilal Kaifa. And no man ever again shall want for water. It shall be his for dipping from well or pond or lake or canal. It shall run down through the canats to feed out plants. It shall be there for any man to take. It shall be his for holding out his hand. Bilal Kaifa. Jessica felt the religious ritual in the words, noted her own instinctively awed response. They're in league with the future, she thought. They have their mountain to climb. This is the scientist's dream, and these simple people, these peasants, are filled with it. Cheney's voice intruded from the deep cave darkness. Tell me about the waters of your birth world, Paul Muad'Dib.